May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Gook Audio podcast. I'm DC, Pooba of Gook Audio and Gook Archives, preserving the legacy of Shunryu Suzuki and those whose paths cross his, and anything else that comes to mind. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we're going to have the entire lecture that Shunryu Suzuki gave on July 26th, 1965, during a session at Sokoji in San Francisco. If you want to read it while he's saying it, go to shunryusuzuki.com, the lecture search form, and write 65-07-26-A in the keywords box, and it'll come up. And then go to the light edit. I think it might say minimum edit, and that'll read a lot better. And since it's an edited audio, they'll work together well, I think. So I'm going to read the whole thing, and then you can listen to Shunryu Suzuki saying the whole thing. So this will take a while, but you can skip ahead if you want. He begins talking right after 21 minutes and 20 seconds, around there. The conclusion of my talk is always why we should practice Zazen. My talk is not just casual talk, and basically my talk is based on the Shobo Genzo. Fortunately, we have a complete system of how to understand true religion. True religion cannot be understood by a philosophical or a scientific way. The only way to understand or to realize our true nature is just through practice. Without true practice, it is impossible to realize our true nature. Of course, whether we are aware of it or not, what we do in our everyday life is based on our true nature. True nature drives us to do something, but if you do not understand or if you do not realize what true nature is, and if you have no system to know the actual meaning of your true nature, you'll get into confusion. There are many scientists who have become interested in religion. It's true. Some of them are perhaps interested in true religion, but some of them will not have their true understanding of religion. As long as their understanding is just limited in scientific realm, it is impossible to know what is true religion, because religion should be understood by religious way. Religion is not understood by philosophy or science. And some philosophers, of course, may be interested in true religion, but it is impossible to reach the complete understanding of religion through philosophical study, because in philosophical study, the conclusion of philosophy will be different. The authority of Greek philosophy is still powerful in this age, so it is very difficult to reach the true understanding of religion, which everyone will agree with. But the Soto school has a pretty deep philosophy But as I said last night, the Shobogen Zohar, the philosophy of Zen, is just a lid, just a cover of a pan, because people may be interested in Zen, but it may be rather difficult for them to know what is true Zen. Without some intellectual understanding, it is difficult to figure out what is Zen. So that is why we have philosophy of Zen. But by philosophy, you cannot have true understanding of Zen. Zen should be understood by Zen, by practice of Zen, not by philosophy, even by the Shobogen Zohar, even reading the Shobogen Zohar, you cannot realize what is Zen. So the only way is just to practice Zen with the right understanding. If you do not have the right understanding, your practice will be mixed up with some other practice. And that is why I think in America there is so much misunderstanding of Zen. So by the Shobogen Zohar, we have to polish our practice, and we have to keep our practice of Zen from various misunderstandings. That is why we have the Shobogen Zohar. That is why in Sesshin I should talk. The purpose of my talk is not to give you some knowledge, but by my talk I want to encourage your practice without being interested in some philosophical depth of our system. In this point, if you make a misunderstanding, the result will be pretty serious. And fortunately, our system of encouraging people is the same philosophy of other schools. So if you understand the Shobogen Zohar, you will understand some other schools and why there are so many schools in Buddhism. If we do not have this system of various schools in Buddhism, quite different from other schools, there will not be any connection with each other. With this system, each school, we will find the meaning of existence, why Soto Zen exists, why Rinzai Zen exists, why the Pure Land School exists, why Tendai School exists, why all these schools are important. Unfortunately, it is rather difficult to translate the Shobogen Zohar in English, but we are making an effort to do so, and many scholars have given some interpretation, some modern or up-to-date interpretation to it. So if we only have time, it is not impossible to give you a complete system of our understanding of Buddhism. We say we have two kinds of knowledge, intuitive knowledge and thinking, discriminating knowledge. The scientific knowledge and the philosophical knowledge is the dualistic thinking knowledge. As long as we use words and we think by words, it is impossible to reach the absolute conclusion. When we just resume to our own nature, which is universal to everyone, we can achieve, we can realize our true nature, which is universal to human beings and even for animals and plants and everything's existence. And that is why in Zen practice, we stop our mind. We do not put any consideration to our sensitivity, our thinking. Whatever image comes, you just accept it and let them go out. And whatever sound you hear, you just let them come in and let them go out. When you do not pay any attention to outward objects, you will find out your true nature. This true nature, when you are healthy and practice Zazen in this way, it is just calm and some inexplicable thing itself. But when you have some actual problem, when you have pain in your legs, you will have a direct experience of your true nature. But, you know, don't make the mistake that is the true nature. That is true nature plus something, plus your painful legs. something is added on true nature, and true nature takes the form of pain. This relationship is very important, and if you understand this relationship, your true nature and your pain, there is a key to solve all the problems of life. Through problems, we will realize our nature, our true nature. When I am hungry, what I feel is what you will feel when you are hungry. There might be some difference, but not much difference. And how you feel when you sit is how everyone feels when they sit. Now, strictly speaking, that is enough. Even though you do not attain enlightenment, if everyone sits and finds out how they feel when they sit, that's good enough. In this point, we will reach agreement. But if you are caught by some fancy idea of religion, there may be various religions, and you don't know what religion is yours, Buddhism, Christianity, or Indian religion, or some folk native religion. You don't know what to choose. Sometimes every religion looks the same. Sometimes it doesn't look the same. But when religion is studied in the simplest way, the most universal way, for instance, want of sleep or hunger or pain, we will reach universal religion. Universal religion, even to animals. Here we have a common playground. Everyone will play in this common playground. So you shouldn't have, according to Buddhism or our patriarchs or founder of various religions, you should not have too fancy an idea of religion. Religion should be understood by the most foolish man, not learned, wise man. Wise man's religion is very complicated and very fancy. If he is too great, you will be attached to his religion. Well, that's good. If you really want to do it, that's good. But just because of the name or, you know, some gaining idea, we should not attach to some particular religion. That is why we say don't study religion with a gaining idea. Gaining idea. Gaining idea is not, well, gaining idea is not based on your true nature. That's a very superficial desire, not so deep as your hunger. When we give up various gaining ideas, we will find out our true nature. And this true nature is very primitive, of course. And at the same time, it could be very, very refined and deep. A lofty idea, desire. In this primitive fundamental desire, there are true strengths and various possibilities. But if you start from a fancy idea of religion, you will be more confused. So to realize why we study religion is to find out the meaning of our fundamental desire, how important it is and how miraculous it is, and how much possibility it has. When all of us are concentrated on this point, there will not be any religious sectarianism, because we start from some particular philosophy of religion. We have various sectarianisms. When we have just one lid, just one cover, which covers various pans and bowls, there will be no problem. Our cover, our philosophy, is not the same philosophy as usual philosophers will provide for us. Today, I just gave you some general idea of our system. As a Soto student, this point should not be neglected. When we study Buddhism intellectually, we should be concentrated on this point, as well as your practice. Just practice is not so good. Because you may practice Zazen for the sake of something, you will abuse your Zen practice until you mix pure practice with various fancy or wrong practices. In short, the Soto way is to use everything in the right purpose and to put everything in its own place. What should be put on a high place should be put on a high place. What should be put on the floor should be put on the floor. In America, you know, you put scriptures on the floor where you walk. We don't, you know, but I don't know how to treat those scriptures in your way of life. So until I find out some way, I won't say don't put scriptures on the floor, but this is not supposed to be treated as rubbish. This is not rubbish. Scriptures should be put on a table or altar or in your hand. Those small things are very important. And with this idea, we study science. What is science? What is religion? What is philosophy? There is the way to study philosophy. There is a particular way to study science. There is a particular way to study religion. Religion should be studied by religious way, not by science. A scientist cannot criticize religion unless he becomes religious. Or religion gives way to science and philosophy. To find the meaning of science is religion. To find the meaning of philosophy is religion. But in science or in philosophy, there is no religion. This relationship is very important. Dogen Zenji says, although you know our ordinary way in our worldly life, there is no Buddha's way. People understand that or not. I don't know. May not understand it, but he says they may understand it is impossible to realize, to know what is religion in the worldly way. But from the viewpoint of religion, there is no worldly life. Everything we do is religion. This kind of system is very important for us. I shall be very glad if you find out what this kind of understanding is, if you find out why this kind of understanding is so important, so necessary for us. It is very important because it is the only way to find out harmony in various religions we have. When various religious people understand this secret, this system, the religion will be one, not Buddhism, not Christianity, not one school of Christianity or Buddhism. The one whole big family of religious people will be established. There is this possibility in Dogen's understanding. Okay, so there you have it from me, in his words. You know, right at the end, an example of editing, it says, in Dogen's understanding, actually in the lecture, it said in his understanding, probably there had been a reference to some other person before that. And so, you know, I felt more comfortable with Dogen there. And let's see. Oh, I wanted to comment on something. You know how he talks about you put the high thing in the high place and the low thing in the low place. That's something he would say now and then. Obviously, a fundamental teaching of Soto Zen etiquette and mindfulness and Meimitsu no Kafu, Dogen's tightly woven family wind, which means careful attention to details. Then he pointed out that, for instance, we don't put sutra cards on the floor where you walk. But you do that, and, you know, I'm not talking to you about it or telling you anything what to do yet until I understand your American way better. But back in Japan, we don't treat sutra cards like trash. Like, what did he say? Like, he didn't say trash. He said rubbish. We don't treat sutra cards like rubbish. And he said, so first he says he's not going to tell you what to do. Oh, and then he tells you what to do. He even says we put it on a table. So I don't remember that being a problem. That is 67. You know, I think the thing is they were sitting on the floor. And so their sutra cards were sitting by them on the floor or something like that. I think it had to do with the fact that they were living on the floor, so there wasn't any other place to put them, or confusion about that. Otherwise, if it was regular Western table and chair culture, of course they wouldn't put it on the floor. But after that, I never remember him saying that. I was at Tassara when he gave that lecture. I never remember that being a point. So I think probably people picked up on it, whatever they were doing there. Okay. But I liked his method of saying, I'm not going to do so-and-so and then doing, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but yeah, here's what you should do. Okay, so let's listen to Shunyu Suzuki say these same words as he did back in 1967, Sesshin in Sokoji.
My talk is always, the conclusion of my talk is always why we should practice Zazen. My talk is not just casual talk, and basically, my talk is based on Shobo Genzo. And fortunately, we have a complete system how to understand true religion. The true religion cannot be understood by philosophical way or scientific way. The only way to understand or to realize our true nature is just through practice. Without true practice, it is impossible to realize our true nature. Of course, what we do, whether we are aware of it or not, what we do in our everyday life, it's based on our true nature. True nature drives us to do something. But if you do not understand, or if you do not realize what is true nature, and if you have no system to know the actual meaning of your true nature, you will get into confusion. There are many, many scientists who become interested in religion. It is true. Some of them perhaps interested in true religion, but some of them will not have true understanding of religion. As long as their understanding is just limited in scientific realm, it is impossible to know what is true religion, because religion should be understood by religious way. Religion is not understood by philosophy or science. And some philosophers, of course, may be interested in true religion, but it is impossible to reach the complete understanding of religion through philosophical study. Because in philosophical study, the conclusion of philosophy will be different. The authority of Greek philosophy is still powerful in this age. So it is very difficult to understand, to reach the true understanding of religion, which everyone will agree with it. But Soto school has a pretty deep philosophy. But as I said last night, the Shobo Genzo, or the philosophy of Zen, is just a lid, just a cover of a pan, because people may be interested in Zen, but it may be rather difficult for them to know what is true Zen. Without some intellectual understanding, it is difficult to figure out what is Zen. So that is why we have a philosophy of Zen. But by philosophy, you cannot have a true understanding of Zen. Zen should be understood by Zen, by practice of Zen, not by philosophy. Even by Shobo Genzo, even reading Shobo Genzo, you cannot understand what, you cannot realize what is, actually realize what is Zen. So only way is just practice Zen with right understanding. If you do not have right understanding, your practice will be mixed up with some other practice. And that is why I think in America there are so many misunderstanding of Zen. So, by Shobo Genzo, we have to polish our practice, and we have to keep our practice Zen from various misunderstanding. That is why we have Shobo Genzo. That is why in Sesshin I talk. Purpose of my talk is not to give you some knowledge, but by my talk I want to encourage your practice without being interested in philosophical depths of our system. In this point, if you make a misunderstanding, result will be pretty serious. Unfortunately, our system of encouraging people is the same as other schools, philosophy of other schools. So if you understand Shobo Genzo, you will understand some other schools and why there are so many schools in Buddhism. If we do not have this system, various schools in Buddhism, quite different from other schools. There will not be any connection with each other. With this system, each school will find out the meaning of existence, why Soto then exists, why Rinzai then exists, why Pyoran school exists, why Tendai school exists, why all those schools are important. Unfortunately, it is rather difficult to translate Shobokenzo in English, but we are making effort to do it. And many scholars had given some interpretation, some up-to-date interpretation to it. So if we only have time, it is not impossible to give you a complete system of our understanding of Buddhism. We say we have two kinds of knowledge, intuitive knowledge and thinking, discriminating knowledge, the scientific knowledge and the philosophical knowledge is the dualistic thinking knowledge. As long as we use words and we think by words, it is impossible to reach the absolute conclusion. When we just resume to our own nature, which is universal to everyone, we can realize our true nature, which is universal to human being and even for animals and plants and every existence. And that is why in Zen practice we stop our mind. We do not put any consideration to our sensitivity or thinking. Whatever image comes, you just accept it and let them go out. And whatever sound you hear, you let them come in and let them go out. When you do not pay any attention to outward objects, you will find out your true nature. This true nature, when you are healthy and practice Zazen in this way, it is just calm and some inexplicable thing itself. But when you have some actual problem, when you have pain on your legs, you will have direct experience of your true nature. But, you know, don't mistake, that is true nature. That is through nature, plus something, plus your painful legs. Something is added on through nature, and through nature takes the form of pain. This relationship is very important, and if you understand this relationship, your true nature and your pain, there is a key to solve all the problems of life. Through problem, we will realize our nature, true nature. When I am hungry, what I feel is what you will feel when you are hungry. There might be some difference, but not much difference. And how you feel when you sit is how everyone feels when you sit. Strictly speaking, that is enough. Even though you do not attain enlightenment, if everyone sit and find out how you feel when you sit, that's good enough. In this point, we will reach some agreement. But if you are caught by fancy idea of religion, there may be various religions, and you don't know what religion is yours. Buddhism, Christianity, or Indian religion, or some folk, native religion. You don't know what to choose. Sometimes every religion looks like same. Sometimes it doesn't look like same. But when religion is studied, the most simplest way, the most universal way, for instance, want of sleep, or hunger, or pain, or we will reach the universal religion. Universal religion, even to animals. Here we have common playground. Everyone will play in this common playground. You shouldn't have, according to Buddha or patriarch or founder of various religions, you should not have too fancy idea of religion. Religion should be understood the most foolish man, not learned wise man. Wise man's religion is very complicated and very fancy. If he is too great, you will be attached to his religion. That is good. If you really want to do it, that's good. But just because of the name or some gaining idea, we should not attach to some particular religion. That is why we say, don't study religion with gaining idea. Gaining idea. Gaining idea is not based on your true nature. That's a very superficial desire. Not so deep as your hunger. When we give up various gaining idea, we will find out our true nature. And this true nature is very primitive, of course, and at the same time, it could be very, very refined and deep, lofty idea, design. In this primitive, fundamental design, there are true strengths and various possibilities. But if you start from fancy idea of religion, you will be more confused. So to realize why we study religion is to find out the meaning of our fundamental desire, how important it is, and how miraculous it is, and how much possibility it has. When we, all of us, is concentrated on this point, there will not be any religious sectarianism, because we start from some particular philosophy of religion. We have various sectarianism. When we have just one lead, just one cover, which covers various pen and balls, there will be no problem. Our cover, our philosophy is not the same philosophy as usual philosophers will provide for us. Today, I just gave you some general idea of our system. At this point, as a sort of student, this point should not be neglected. When we study Buddhism intellectually, we should be concentrated on this point. And as well as your practice. Just practice is not so good, because you may practice Zazen for sake of something. You will abuse your Zen practice until you mix pure practice with various fancy or wrong practice. In short, sort of way is to use everything in right purpose and to put everything its own place. What should be put on high place should be put on high place. And what should be put on floor should be on floor. In America, you know, you put scriptures on the floor where you work. We don't, you know. But I don't know how to do it, how to treat those scriptures in your way of life. So until I find out where I don't say don't put scriptures on the floor. But this is not supposed to be treated as a rubbish, you know, as rubbish. This is not rubbish. Scripture should be put on table or altar or in your hand. Those small things is very important. And With this idea, we study science. What is science? What is religion? What is philosophy? That's the way to study philosophy. That's a particular way to study science. There's a particular way to study religion. Religion should be studied by religious way, not by science. Scientists cannot criticize religion unless he becomes religious. But religion gives or give way science and philosophy. To find the meaning of science is religion. To find the meaning of philosophy is religion. In science or in philosophy, there is no religion. This relationship is very important. Dogen Zen says, although you know our ordinary way in our order, worldly life, there is no Buddha's way. People understand that. Or not, I don't know. May not understand it. But he said, they may understand it is impossible to realize, to know what is religion in worldly way. But from viewpoint of religion, there is no worldly life. Everything what we do is religion. This kind of system is very important for us. I shall be very glad if you find out why this kind of understanding is so necessary for us. It is very important because it is the only way to find out the harmony in various religions we have. When various religious people understand this secret, this system, the religion will be one. Not Buddhism, not Christianity, not one guru of Christianity or Buddhism. The one whole big family of religious people will be established. This possibility in his understanding.
This has been a Kyuk Audio podcast. I'm D.C. Pooba of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.